Good morning, everyone. This is Jeffy Kennedy, romantic author of Epic Fantasy Romance. I'm here with my first cup of coffee. Wonderful. Today is Monday, April 15th. Taxes due for a lot of people here in the U.S. I know a couple people who were working on them over the weekend. Not me, because I'm doing quarterly, right? But I am back home. Very nearly did the podcast from the Secret Garden this morning. It's nice enough. It's actually a really nice morning. Spring may have arrived. I don't want to jinx anything. And so I went out there to check, but I haven't cleaned anything up yet. I cannot believe it is mid-April, and I've done zero yard cleanup so far this year. Late cold spring. So we did record the podcast on Friday down at Eastern New Mexico University. John Barr set us up. Great, wonderful podcast. We do have video, but the video is from a not great angle. It's like the up under the chin angle, and Kelly and I vetoed it. This video shall never see the light. Sorry, John. I should have said something when I saw the angle of those cameras. Kelly Robson is visiting. She's visiting still, but she's asleep this morning. We had a great conversation on the podcast Friday. She and I have been having a great time together, an ongoing conversation, talking about things like vanity. And I showed her those clips of Emma Thompson that show up on Instagram from time to time, where Emma Thompson is talking about body image and, you know, like not wasting our lives and our passion on what our bodies look like. And it became clear as I was searching, you know, like actually looking for the clips for Kelly and showing them to her, that it was from a tour for a movie called Good Luck to You, Leo Grant. And so we watched that movie last night, and what a great movie. I don't know why other than these little clips of Emma Thompson talking body image, didn't hear anything about this movie, and it was highly recommend. It was great. It was Emma Thompson plays a woman who is 63 years old and has only ever had sex with a guy once in her entire life and never had an orgasm. And she hires this young man sex worker to meet with her, and there's four meetings, and it's brilliant dialogue, super well done, such an interesting premise. And our young sex worker guy is to die for. He is so adorable. So highly recommend watching. It brings up a lot of interesting questions about pleasure and what we can ask for and what we deserve and so forth. So I'm recording this podcast today, and I have not yet uploaded the one from Friday. There's Killian in the background. Do you want to go out? He's in here with me. Hold on. So maybe by Friday we'll have the podcast outside. I thought it was funny, one thing that John Barr asked me when we did the recording there, is that he asked how I did the wind chime sound, and he found a wind chime on his phone for me to play. So we do open, but for those of you not on video, they are literal wind chimes. I have them hanging here on my desk when I'm out in the Secret Garden. I use the wind chimes there. It's probably a useful thing to think about, because these things become part of the branding. They become part of the recognizable sound of the thing. But they don't have to be these huge production value things. You know, like I'm so recognized for wearing my hat. But that's something that I do anyway. The wind chimes are things that I like that are here anyway. So I think that's, we could spend a whole lot of time talking about branding, but I think it's the best way to think about it is that it's the spruced up version of yourself. It's like the date night version of yourself. You don't have a first date where you tell someone, hopefully, you know, like all of your health problems and other intimate details, but you know, you fix up, you wash your hair and you put on maybe a little scent and you wear your nice clothes. You don't wear your schleppy sweats with the holes in them. So that's just a random thought on author branding. It's just you presenting your cleaned up self. If you're going to huge lengths to add things to your author brand to make yourself, you know, like unique and stand out, you know, it can get really difficult to sustain. So just something to keep in mind. Yeah, like I knew a gal once who she wrote romances with weddings, and she would wear big wedding dresses to signings. And that's difficult to sustain. So I realized I like didn't finish talking about the recording. We got it later in the day. Then we were busy doing lectureship stuff. Same on Saturday, doing lectureship stuff, drove home. And yesterday was recuperation day. Yesterday I had a tired. So I'm just going to get them both up today. So you get a sort of like double issue podcast today, but from Friday it will be the audio only. So lectureship was great. It's been great having Kelly to visit. I picked her up on Wednesday and we went to stay at this spa down in Truth or Consequences, the Ted Turner Sierra Grande Resort, and got to soak in the mineral waters and had an amazing breakfast there. She had a great massage. I had a mediocre-ish treatment, but it was fun. And then we took the long way around, drove to Portales via White Sands and Rio Doso, and that was beautiful. And Kelly hadn't seen that landscape before. Unfortunately, in my 1996 Jaguar, the thermostat has not been working correctly. And so even though the air conditioning works, it like doesn't always know what temperature it's supposed to be. It's like one of these like very, very early model where you set the temperature devices and it's supposed to make you be that temperature and it doesn't. And so we were having to drive with the windows down. It was very hot. Actually, we were lucky that it was not super hot, or it would have been unbearable. Normally, I would just put the top down under those circumstances. And I had known that this was a problem like last fall, and then totally forgot about it over the winter, right? Because I didn't need air conditioning. And when it's just me, I always put the top down. But the sun is a lot for Kelly. So it was interesting. It took us both back to our childhoods, you know, going on road trips with the windows down and the highway sound and blowing. It was cool. It was kind of nostalgic. As I said, lectureship was great. It's such a terrific gathering of amazing people. So I got to see Dorinda Jones. For those of you who I think it's pretty open now that she is dealing with treatment for breast cancer. She's got 5 more chemo treatments to go. She's doing well. She's getting there. So, yeah, all good wishes and love to Ms. Jones. It was great to get to see her. Hung out with Kelly Robson. Melinda Snodgrass was there, the incredible Melinda Snodgrass. And then Martha Wells was the guest of honor, and she was great. It was so much fun to hang out and talk to her. Really a lovely, intelligent person. Connie Willis was there. Arkady Martine and her wife, Vivian Shaw, who is also a writer and has some books upcoming. Ian Tregellis, Serena Ulibarri, Walter John Williams. It was just a really terrific gathering, and we had so much fun hanging together, having in-depth conversations. Kelly loved it. She had a great time. So It was really worthwhile. Connie did an interesting workshop on foreshadowing, and she always asks the author Peanut Gallery to chime in. It's great to get everyone's perspectives on these things and to hear these stories that are told, talking with writers at all these different stages of their careers. Oh, Tiffany Trent, who is a listener, she was there. Sorry, Tiffany. I'm trying to remember who all was there. But it was a terrific gathering. Really just, yeah, intense. And, you know, I wish that, I kind of wish more people would come to it. More aspiring writers, more students, and so forth. But from what the organizer, Dave Sweeten, was saying, it's sounding like more and more authors are wanting to come to it because people like me and Kelly are like going around saying, this is just terrific for well refilling. And I guess that's something I talk about quite a lot, right? You know, how do you refill the creative well? Well, this is one way you do it, is by talking to people. And Melinda was saying that she wished she could learn from Connie more often because she had come home with ideas about what she's going to do to put this book together that she's working on. It's really just, I think part of the moral is that we can always keep learning from each other. And these kinds of conversations is one of the primary ways that we continue to refine our craft. How do you do what you do? What things do you think about? What things don't you think about? We had a panel on romanticy, which was interesting to talk about. I was really the only person on the panel who fully writes romanticy, I guess. It was, you know, it's funny when you pull these things together, it's like, well, which people are doing this kind of thing? And Kelly was on the panel, even though she absolutely doesn't write romanticy, but she does write about sex and relationships. And so we kind of were, I kind of froze there for a second. I don't know what I was going to say. We kind of were. It was an interesting conversation. I felt like I talked a lot, and I'm very careful about not talking too much on panels, but I also kind of had the most to say. But one thing that I'm noticing, you know, like here with the rise of romanticy and the, I don't know, maybe the growing acceptance of it, because one of the questions the moderator asked was, why now? Why is this so hot now? And it's kind of like a cumulative thing. But one thing that I've personally noticed is this is my third year coming to the Jack Williamson Lectureship. And it was interesting that with each progressive year, I sell more books. The bookstore is there. Twig from Beastly Books was there. I sell more books, and I have more people asking me to sign, and it feels like it's becoming this thing that people, at first I felt like a little bit of a pariah. I sometimes do feel like a pariah at science fiction and fantasy conventions, and you all know this because I talk about it sometimes when people say things to me like, well, but you don't write fantasy, you write romance, as if they are mutually exclusive. And I think that this is changing. It was interesting in the romanticy panel to have a gal right up front who had a tag. So she might have been a librarian, or she might have been some other kind of staff or faculty. But she was talking about that she reads romanticy and loves it. And it's like, yeah, it's so cool just to be able to share these spaces and celebrate each other, have these conversations. We had kind of the ongoing conversation after Connie's workshop on Saturday. We all went out to lunch, and Connie was telling us stories from her very long career. We were talking about people saying careless things, some snotty things people have said to Connie Willis, CIFWA Grandmaster, over the years. People can be cruel, can say things like to to try to diminish other people, and they stick with us for a long time. And we had a very interesting conversation about that. And then yesterday, Kelly and I went out, we went over to Melinda Snodgrass's house so I could help her a little bit more with getting her series up. She hit a snag and with Ingram, which is always annoying. And then Kelly and Melinda and I went out to dinner. Melinda treated us, and we had a great conversation over dinner too. So my well is getting filled. I think that, you know, when we talk about ongoing education and finding crit partners, finding beta readers, it's difficult, right? You know, there's like, people are always looking for a mechanism to do this, but the real thing is this, making those friendships, you know, making friends with your friends' friends. Kelly commented that she loves coming here because I introduce her to really great people. And that's what it's about, right? So I'm going to make today's a little bit short because Friday's was a little long. I'm going to get them both uploaded, and I will talk to you all on Friday. You all take care. Bye-bye.